Hello again, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Horse Beach. How's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Good, yeah.
Cool. So what can you tell us about yourselves for people who don't know about you guys?
We're a band from Manchester, mainly Stockport. And it was originally just me in my bedroom. And Matt decided one day that we should take it on stage and got together a band. So and that's and we play nice jungly, even indie stuff. So yeah.
I was gonna say, listening to you, you can hear your influences definitely. Saying you're from Manchester, obviously Smith's big influence. You can hear it. Are they like, obviously a main influence? Who else would you say influences you guys?
Yeah, I think other than the Smiths being like a bit of a collective thing, I think we all seem to like a bit. I come from things like Felt and a lot of the Sarah Record stuff and kind of early 80s indie, like Field Mice and Orchids and stuff like that. And then a lot of new stuff like Real Estate and DuckTales and
Wild Nothing. Part Time.
Yeah, kind of a mix of Free Time as well.
Free Time, lots of time.
lots of stuff like that. Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture of everything put together.
Oh, cool. So you're here tonight for the Bad Grammar Halloween, like, kind of special, whatever. And I noticed on Twitter earlier, Jaffa Cakes and Beer. Is that a pre-gig ritual, or is that just tonight? Or?
No, I think it will be for now.
Yeah. Because like, I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, that's quite the... not so much rock and roll, but it's very, very,
it's very
nice.
Specific. But I love Jaffa Cakes. So.
Yeah. It's never been done before. It's a good combination there. If you bought Jaffa Gate, then a swig, it's
nice. I recommend it.
Definitely. Try it.
So it's endorsed by Horse Beach. So am I right in thinking that you've just had a new single out?
No, we're getting... one's currently being in the process of being made as we speak. So it should be presumably on the 11th of November. But that's when we're receiving the vinyl, so maybe the week after. But we expect 11th of November, so it'll just be a 7-inch.
Okay.
4-track 7-inch.
So that'll be available through Box Bedroom Rebels, which is a guy called Kev Beard, who's released a load of other really nice indie stuff on like really scratchy vinyl. It sounds really good. So.
Oh, cool. What can you actually tell us about the single? What's going on here and the production process?
Well, a lot of the tracks, every track was made in Ryan's bedroom. So it's going to be quite a lo-fi sound. The B-side, they were kind of early tracks that we made. Whereas the A-side's kind of like the sound we've kind of been looking for in a way.
Yeah, the B-side was kind of... Because Lesson Learnt's written was one you wrote.
That's the song I wrote myself.
Yeah, and Object was kind of the transition between... Because it started off, we did a lot of fuzzy, kind of surfy stuff. And then we kind of moved on to more kind of jungly and kind of melancholic sound, didn't we? So, and that's... The A-side's more our sound now, and then the B-side's kind of old stuff, so...
So it's a good mix, I think.
Yeah. So there'll be Even, and Yesterday's on the A side.
Yeah.
And Object and Lesson Learnt on the B side, which should be good. And there'll also be a download of How Long Must I Wait, which is good. Which is a good song.
Yeah.
So. Oh, cool. And obviously vinyl, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be vinyl. There'll also be there'll be an insert with some lyrics on it, and there'll be a little jiffy bag full of mini seashells, a little bag full of confetti, horseshoe confetti, and then little hearts. And stuff. It's gonna be it's gonna be quite sweet. Trying to like mirror that whole sort of records thing. I think Kev's trying to do so.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's cute.
Oh, that's cool. What else can we expect from you? Obviously, the year's almost out. The single will be released soon. But what else can we expect from you in the future?
I think obviously we're looking to kind of promote the single so far. We'll probably gig around.
Yeah.
Kind of the north first. And then we're looking to kind of move down south and do some gigs and kind of...
Yeah.
Because we've got quite a big following online, but we kind of need to play for that audience, so...
I think, we've got quite a lot of songs built up as well, so I wouldn't mind trying to get hold of some kind of album. So that may be in the future.
If anyone's out there.
Yeah.
Cool. Good night to leave it on. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.